In October, you'll remember the Gillard government announced that significant numbers of children and family members would be moved out of detention facilities and into community housing while their asylum claims are being processed. 750 children are currently being held in immigration detention centres across the country. Church and charity groups have been called on to provide the necessary accommodation and support services for these people when they move into the community, and now the Red Cross has been appointed the lead agency to oversee the move. Red Cross's acting CEO, Michael Raper, says some refugee families will be living in the community by Christmas, but he told our political editor, Alison Carabine, that it'll take much longer than first thought for all children to be released.
Well, there are about 280 children, that's children under 18, in detention on Christmas Island at present, and some 470 on the mainland. It's very important from our point of view that children are not harmed while they're in detention, and we know that actually detention is harmful, particularly in terms of mental health. So we want to make sure that they get the opportunity to grow and learn while they're in Australia, and we're hoping, therefore, that all of them will be moved out into community detention over that period.
How many family members will also be moved from detention facilities into community housing, and when do you expect the first transfers? Could they be in the community by Christmas?
We're certainly hoping that a number of those will be moved before Christmas. It'll have to start with small numbers, 20, 30 perhaps by then, and then to be geared up over January, February, March. A number of our family members will obviously be accompanying those children. It really will depend on how many residences we can get and the support and assistance of all those other community organisations, the churches and charity groups that are helping us. We've got the overall lead agency role, but we won't be able to do this without the support of many other churches and charities. They'll be helping find the accommodation, helping us with the care plans, the health and the education components of this for those families. So that will take a while to gear up, but we'll gradually be able to accommodate most of these people, we believe, throughout next year.
Many Australian cities are suffering from a rental squeeze. There's not a lot of spare capacity. Where will all the housing come from? What kind of accommodation are you looking at providing?
Yes, that will be one of our biggest challenges, and it will determine the speed with which we can get people into community finding accommodation. We know that many of the churches and charities that are working with us here have been looking around, and they've been able to find some surplus accommodation which they can fix so that it will be suitable. But we'll also have to go into the private market. We're going to have to take some leases here, and that's why these people will be spread throughout the big residential areas of Sydney and Melbourne initially, and into the other big cities gradually, because that's where we will find the accommodation, and that will be our biggest challenge, I think.
It's not just housing that will be needed. Asylum seekers will also require support services. What will they need? What can be provided?
There are other components, you're quite right, that will be needed. Housing, a big one. Healthcare is a big one, of course. Depending on how long they've been in detention, depending on the particular needs of the children, the state of their health, physical and mental, some of that will be needed. They'll be given basic healthcare. There'll also be some education, small living allowance, just to at least get them through and make them able to, you know, provide for themselves. All of that will have to be provided. That's what they'll be entitled to, and that's where we'll be looking to the support of other agencies to help us. So it'll be housing, basic living expenses, health and welfare assistance, and schooling, hopefully, for the children.
Michael Raper, a person released into community housing will still technically be in immigration detention. Have you yet been told much about what asylum seeker families will or won't allow to do in the community? We know the government want children to go to school. Will their parents be allowed to work? Will they receive benefits such as Medicare? Will they have access to income support beyond what the churches might provide for them?
A very good set of questions there. Look, certainly being in community detention, it is a form of detention. It doesn't give any lawful status. It doesn't give visa holder rights or entitlements. It does give the family the opportunity to live as a family and to engage in community activities, but it's not got no extra special advantages. The small living allowance is less than the dole. The health care is basic, general health and emergency care. The housing will be adequate, but it won't be palatial by any means. So this is no living in the luxury by any means. This is very, very basic, but it's better than detention, and we welcome it that so many people hopefully will be able to be moved out over the next 12 months.
It will take until June for all of these people to be released. Considering the mental problems that some of them suffer in mandatory detention, is that quick enough in your view?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to be longer than June. By the time we actually get some 280 children, that's under 18, out of Christmas Island, or detention on Christmas Island, some 470 on the mainland, and the parents and adults accompanying those, it's going to take longer than that, regrettably.
And how much longer than June do you anticipate it taking?
By the time, as I said, one of the biggest constraints is going to be finding the accommodation throughout Australia. And so this will happen throughout next year. I think we're going to be looking at rolling out this program over next year and maintaining it for another year or two, obviously. It's very hard to determine the future, but it's going to take longer than just a few months, that's for certain.
When this decision was first announced in October, the Prime Minister said, and this is the direct quote from Julia Gillard, "It's not the Australian way to have kids behind razor wire." But since then, we've seen angry protests at Northam outside of Perth and also at Inverbrakey in the Adelaide Hills. Do you believe Australians will accept asylum seekers living in the community, or will they regard it with some suspicion?
The Prime Minister is absolutely correct here. It's not the Australian way. And Red Cross has conducted surveys throughout the Australian population, and 8 out of 10 people in Australia say they would help a refugee family or a refugee to settle into their community. I don't think that the responses we've seen that you've referred to are typical by any means. Now, Red Cross has been conducting a community detention program for the government for some 5 years. And we've placed some 500 people into community detention, and we've had no backlash from community. We've had nothing but support. And I'm sure that's exactly what will happen as we roll out this program, supporting the government in this community detention over the next 12 months.
That's Michael Raper. He's the acting chief executive of Red Cross, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. It's 17 to 7.